David was talking about a place in God. A place that was so available, but yet to the brethren, it was still secret. Not because God didn't want everyone to dwell there. It was because the orientation of the average believer was not that of a secret orientation, but hypocrisy. They like the streets. They like the synagogue. But they don't like the place where the eyes of him that sees in secret can behold. I lost that place once. I got too carried away with pulpit ministry. And I began to break the covenant. Then when I repented and I went back to look for the one I used to see in the cool of the day, he was not there again. He had migrated from the previous location. So I was not looking. Have you read the book of Songs of Solomon before? May you not lose the love of your soul. Many of you don't even know what I'm talking about. And you pray and heal Nigeria. The prayer needs to change you first. Before it will go beyond you. He had changed his location. And I looked for him. He was him, but he wanted to be sure that it was him I wanted. I looked for him for 9 months. And those 9 months, I knew that the safe distance that I had from myself and the kingdom of darkness had been compromised. That safe distance. Because I could not touch. I could not touch him. All kinds of things happened to me. Near-death experiences, accidents, because I left. When people comment about the accident, I don't talk because I know I'm the one that created the opening. I know what happened when we went under that glory to several places that it was forbidden to preach the gospel. And the hand of God came down. And then when you move in that glory like that, and then you now dislocate yourself from his source, you know that in the day of adversity, there will be a new value for your strength. For 9 months, I was in the wilderness. Suddenly, food no longer had meaning because I was looking for my strength. You know, David said a lot of things there in the scripture. He said, put on your strength. If you have not been in the secret place, you will not know the meaning of the enchantments of David. For 9 months I sought him. Then after 9 months he came out. Then I knew that this was not a lesson to learn again. I came to tell you that there is a man in the secret place. A man in the secret place that is willing to unveil his form and his shape. You will never meet him in the periphery. The average believer doesn't want to go into this spiritual adventure in search of your beloved. That is why you will always be a victim to the devil. And when I found him, he took me to a place that I did not know existed. In my first sojourning, he took me to another place. And the more you travel in that realm, in places in Christ Jesus, places in the reality of God, because as astronauts explore space, that was how we were called to explore God. How many places have you been in the spirit? Have you seen your city from the spirit realm? You can't take a perimeter that you have not seen. It's not putting up a signboard and starting gathering people that heals the land. You can do that to old age and you will know you wasted your time. Isaac was in transit. He had escaped from home. And he was moving out. And he thought that he was the one that chose where to sleep. He didn't know that where to sleep chose him. Because his grandfather had opened a website in that place. And dedicated all his descendants. And on the strength of the contract that he manipulated to enter. The implication of what he did was that he was bound to collide with the God of his ancestors. Now he was leaving home. For the first time, he was vulnerable. He had lived under the care, the tender care of his mother. Should I tell you, a day will come when your covering will be taken away. A day will come when your confidence will fall. He never knew that anything would come that would separate him from his mother. And he ran from home and came to a place. God was waiting for him to become vulnerable, for him to need help, for him to acknowledge his insufficiency. And he orchestrated skillfully circumstances that will unveil those dimensions of possibility. As he slept, this barren land that he saw, that was a place of a few stones and dry desert, his spiritual eyes were open, and he saw the same location from the spirit realm. He never knew that one of the stones they used for pillow was one of the stones that his grandfather used to build an altar. So the network of the altar was strong on the stones. Please help me tell your neighbor, spiritual things are not lost. Have you had a dream before and you woke up and the dream lived? If you know the spirit realm, you know it's in a place. And the reason why I left you is because God wants you to seek. Many of you just woke up, dusted your body, and continued life. When will you go deeper? The average speaker in Nigeria operates the model of the hypocrite. And yet, we want to have power to bring down Goliath. David was talking about a place in God. A place that was so available, but yet to the brethren, it was still secret. Not because God didn't want everyone to dwell there. Was because the orientation of the average believer was not that of a secret orientation, but hypocrisy. They like the streets. They like the synagogue. But they don't like the place where the eyes of him that sees in secret can behold. I lost that place once. I got too carried away with pulpit ministry. And I began to break the covenant. Then when I repented and I went back to look for the one I used to see in the cool of the day, he was not there.